At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're really diving into Samsung's next wave of foldable phones.
Yeah, the new Z series rumors are definitely heating up.
Exactly. We've got this recent report, and it suggests demo units are already starting to ship. We're talking Galaxy Z, Fold 7, Z Flip 7.
And a Z Flip 7 FE model, too, the fan edition.
Right. So our goal today is pretty simple. Cut through the noise. Look at what this report tells us and figure out what these new phones might actually mean for you.
It's a good time to take stock. Seeing potentially three models launching together, well, it hints at Samsung really pushing foldables into the mainstream.
Okay, so let's get straight into the timeline. This report is pointing towards early July for all three. That feels really close.
This seems quick, doesn't it? An early summer launch, though, that could be smart.
Has so.
Well, you get ahead of the usual fall phone rush, you know. Grab that attention early. Plus, launching three models almost simultaneously, it suggests they're pretty confident in their production.
That makes sense. Now, something missing here, something we've heard whispers about for ages, is that trifold phone.
Ah, yes, the mythical trifold.
Any idea why it's not apparently in this first batch?
That's the big question, isn't it? It could be a few things. Maybe the tech just isn't quite ready for prime time, still ironing out the kinks.
Or maybe a strategic move?
Could be. Maybe they'll launch it later to keep the buzz going. Or, you know, maybe the rumors about it launching soon were just a bit optimistic to begin with.
Fair enough. So let's unfold the details we do have, starting with the Z Flip 7 FE. The report mentions a weight, 187 grams. That's exactly the same as the current Flip 6.
Right, and keeping the weight identical usually means, well, the basic design isn't changing dramatically.
So expect something familiar.
Probably. Especially for an FE model. They often refine a successful design rather than totally reinventing it, helps keep the cost down.
And that seems to track with the design details mentioned. A similar look to the Flip 6, keeping that 3.4-inch cover display.
Which is a decent size already, right? Good for notifications, quick stuff.
Yeah, if you like that on the Flip 6, the FE sounds like it'll deliver the same experience there.
Exactly. Sticking with that size makes sense for hitting a more accessible price. But under the hood, the chip situation looks interesting.
It does. The report suggests two possibilities. There's Samsung's own Exynos 2400, and then maybe the Snapdragon 8 Gen 3. That's based on some earlier leaks, apparently. That's a pretty big difference, potentially.
Oh, absolutely. The Snapdragon 8 Gen 3, that's a flagship chip. If that ends up in some versions of the FE, that's a serious performance boost for a more budget-conscious foldable.
So a strategic choice depending on the market, perhaps?
Could very well be, offering that premium power where it counts, even on the FE. It's a smart way to position it.
Okay, let's switch gears to the standard Z Flip 7. The big news here seems to be the cover display. Edge-to-edge is what's anticipated.
And that could be a game changer.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, think about it. Maximizing that front screen, you can see more, do more without opening the phone. More widgets, maybe even run some apps better. It addresses that common feedback, you know, wanting a bigger external display.
That makes sense. More useful when it's closed. And the processor inside looks like that familiar split again.
Yep. Exynos 2500 for most places, but then switching to the Snapdragon 8 Elite for North America and China.
Another top-tier Qualcomm chip. Why do they keep doing this regional split, do you think?
It's likely a mix of things. Optimizing for specific carriers, maybe supply chain stuff, software integration. It's complex. But putting the Snapdragon 8 Elite in those key markets like the US and China, it clearly signals they want peak performance there.
Gotcha. Okay, finally, let's talk about the big one, the Galaxy Z Fold 7. The main rumor here is a slimmer design.
And that'd be welcome news for a lot of people.
Definitely. One of the main complaints about folds is still the bulk, right? That feeling of carrying a brick.
Exactly. Yeah. Making it thinner, more comfortable to hold and carry. That would really boost its appeal. And interestingly, the report suggests the Fold 7 might use that Snapdragon 8 Elite globally.
Oh, so no Exynos split for the Fold this time?
Seems that way, according to this source. Consistency across the board for their top foldable reinforces that premium high-performance focus.
So if we take a step back, This report paints a picture of Samsung really doubling down on foldables.
Absolutely. Three distinct models, likely launching soon. It shows real commitment.
And the fact that demo units are supposedly shipping now, that adds some real weight to that early July timeline.
It definitely makes it seem plausible. Things are moving. And the different chip strategies across the models, it's fascinating. Balancing costs, performance, market needs.
It's a complex dance. And of course, we expect way more leaks and details to pop up as we get closer.
Oh, inevitably. The floodgates usually open a few weeks before launch.
Okay, so let's quickly recap for everyone listening. We're looking at potentially three new Samsung foldables around early July. You've got the Galaxy Z Fold 7, possibly slimmer, maybe Snapdragon worldwide.
Then the Z Clip 7 with that exciting potential edge-to-edge cover screen and the usual regional chip split.
And the Z Flip 7 FE, the more accessible option, likely familiar design, but with potentially powerful chip options like that Snapdragon 8 Gen 3.
So this deep dive gives us a pretty good first look, a solid overview based on this early report.
It really does. And it just shows how fast this foldable space is moving, how it's diversifying.
Trying to meet different needs, different budgets. It's maturing.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps up our deep dive for today, looking at these early signals for Samsung's next foldables. It leaves us with a question, really. Considering these first details, the potential slimness, the bigger cover screens, the different models, what specific improvements or features in foldable tech are you, the listener, most excited about?
Yeah, what's most important to you as these devices keep evolving? Definitely some food for thought.